Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of the 24th of December 1972. The title is Responsibilities of the Elevated Souls of the Confluence Age. That is, Responsibilities of the Elevated Souls of the Confluence Age. Do all of you now know the lawmaker? In Hindi, that is Vidata, which also implies the bestower of wisdom. So do you all know now the lawmaker, the law, and the method very well? If you know the lawmaker, then you automatically have the laws and methods in your intellect and in your actions. Through the lawmaker, all you elevated souls have become lawmakers also. Do you perform every action considering yourself to be this? The elevated actions of you Brahmins at this time become the laws for the whole world throughout the entire Kalpa. The actions of you Brahmins are of such importance. Do you perform every action whilst considering it to be of this much importance? You have to perform every action whilst considering yourself to be a creator of the laws. From when and through whom do all the systems that continue throughout the cycle begin? Whatever the systems and customs of you Brahmins are at this time in your practical life, they become the eternal laws for all time. By performing every action with this awareness, there will never be any carelessness. You have to continue to move along according to the right method whilst being the embodiment of this awareness. Do you have the awareness that you have to perform actions whilst considering yourself to have such a huge responsibility? The speciality of the Confluence Age is that every elevated soul has a responsibility. It is not that just a few special souls have been given the responsibility and that you are the ones who follow those laws made by them. No. Each soul is one who creates the laws now. With this faith, you will be able to attain complete success in every action, because by considering yourself to be a creator of the law, you will perform every action with the accurate method. Through using the accurate method, you definitely receive complete success. In order to attain success, if you clearly have the understanding of one aspect in the intellect, then you can easily attain success. What is this one aspect? Why do you forget to have this awareness? What is the aspect that makes this happen? If you learn just one yukti, you can easily become free from forgetting for all time. What is that yukti? For anything that comes in front of you as an obstacle, if you learn the yukti to transform this thing that comes in front of you, you can become completely free from obstacles. Because of forgetting, there is wastage in your awareness, attitude, vision and connections. If you learn how to transform all these things, then there can be that firmness, that is, strength. A wasteful awareness, that is, the awareness of the body and bodily relations, the awareness of material things for the body, becomes instrumental in making you forget the right awareness. If you learn how to transform the awareness of the body and bodily relations and the awareness of material things for the body, then can you not create a strong stage? In the same way, when you learn how to transform your attitude, vision, and relations, then you will come close to perfection. You do not know the method to transform these things. Instead of having body conscious vision, transform that into soul conscious vision. Transform the lokic relationships into alokic relationships. Because you are lacking in this, you are not able to reach the stage of perfection. You can see that even matter has the power to transform itself. Science is the power of matter. Science, the power of a matter, can transform things in 1 second. It can make cool things hot and hot things cool. Science has this power, does it not? It makes a cool atmosphere warm and a warm atmosphere cool. The power of matter is able to transform things, and so is your godly power, that is, the power of you elevated souls not able to transform your own vision and attitude. Because of not being able to transform your own attitude and vision, you become an obstacle for your own self. Matter is your creation and you are a master creator. Then just think, my creation has this power, and if I, a master creator, do not have this power, then are these the qualifications of an elevated soul? Today, the power of matter is able to do whatever it wants within 1 second. This is why the wandering souls of today wish to see an example of the practical proof of the supreme power, the godly power, and the power of silence. When someone defames you, you should transform that defamation into benefit within 1 second. When others, who are under the influence of their sanskars and nature, come in front of you as a test, with the awareness of your elevated sanskars, you should imbibe the sanskars and nature of being merciful to such souls. When someone comes in front of you with body conscious vision, transform his vision into soul conscious vision within 1 second. Someone may come in front of you with the intention of making you fall or to bring you under the influence of his bad company. At that time, on the basis of your elevated company, you should remove him from the influence of bad company and color him with the color of your elevated company. By learning the yukti to bring about such transformation, you will never be defeated by any obstacle. On seeing this subtle elevated service of yours, all of those who come into your connection will surrender themselves to you. Just as when the Father transforms your soul, you give thanks to Him and you surrender yourself to Him, so too, all the souls who come into your connection will be thankful to you. It is an easy yukti, is it not? In any case, any type of vision, any scene, anything has to be transformed. This drama is always changing. You tell people that transformation has to take place and that everyone has to go to the land of liberation, and that if they destroy their sins before transformation on the basis of knowledge and yoga, then they can be liberated from experiencing punishment. Everyone has to return. But whatever each one does, they will receive the return of it. In the same way, everything is going to be transformed, but if at any time when something becomes an obstacle, in front of you, you are able to transform it on the basis of your own power within 1 second. You receive the fruit of your effort. Transformation has to take place, but by transforming something in the right way, in an elevated way, there will be elevated attainment. If transformation takes place on the basis of time, you will not attain anything. Any obstacle that has come will definitely go away according to the time. But if you transform it before that time with your power of transformation, then you receive the attainment. So, do not think that whatever has come in front of you will automatically go away, or that the karmic accounts of the soul will be settled anyway, or that time itself will teach each one the lesson. No, if I do something, I receive the fruit of it. If time does something, one does not attain anything. That would be the speciality of the time, not your speciality. Whatever happens according to the time is not remembered. But if someone does something without the support of time, then it is said to be a wonder. Fruit in season does not have as much value as the same fruit being found out of season. Do not think that time will automatically make you perfect. You have to become perfect and bring the time close. Time is the creation and you are the creators. The creators are not dependent on the creation. The creators make their creation subservient to them. So, imbibe the power of transformation in this way. Today, one little piece of machinery can transform something so much. It makes something that is absolutely useless become useful. It makes an old thing new. So can the subtle machinery of your most elevated powers not transform your own attitude and vision, and the attitude and vision of others? Then you will never let the words, this happened and that happened, etc., etc., emerge from your lips. You will not give any excuses. These are also excuses. There are many different excuses to keep yourself safe. You were told earlier that the game that Brahmins play the most at the confluence age is this one. You have to transform this. The sanskars of everyone have to be transformed. This aim is the foundation of Brahmin life. It should not be that you transform yourselves only when others transform themselves. But when I change, others will automatically change. You are the ones who will change. You are the world transformers. You are not those who only change yourselves in some aspects. Whilst constantly keeping such a name in your awareness, make yourself strong. Time is now ringing the bells of closeness. You must also make intense effort to show the practical proof of the introduction of the Father. Show some fruit of the sustenance you yourselves have taken. You received teachings and sustenance from the physical, corporeal form. You have received a lot of sustenance through the teachings of the avyakt form also. So, what is it time for now? Do you still just have to continue to receive sustenance, or do you have to show the fruit of that sustenance? This is now the part that the drama is revealing. In the golden age, the parents give sustenance and give you the right to the fortune of the kingdom. They enable you to sit on the throne of the kingdom and give you the tilak of sovereignty. That is, they give you the tilak of responsibility and they themselves become detached observers. Even though they are with the children, they remain detached observers. So, where did this law begin? Even now, Bap Dada gives you the tilak of responsibility of service and he himself remains the detached observer. He is the detached observer, is he not? Even whilst being with you, he is the detached observer. This year, you now have to become even more of a detached observer. Till when will you continue to celebrate the Avyakt meeting to the corporeal form? Therefore, in this new year, Bap Dada is teaching you the drill to experience that Avyakt stage and stabilize yourself in that stage so that you can become Avyakt and celebrate an Avyakt meeting with the Avyakt Father. No part constantly remains the same. It constantly keeps changing to make you move forward. So now, Bap Dada in the corporeal form is especially giving you the easy blessing of celebrating the Avyakt meeting. According to the plan of the drama, the first month of the new year has a special blessing for any effort-making soul who makes the effort to create an Avyakt stage or to have a sweet heart-to-heart conversation with the Father. That is, any soul who develops love for the Father and who wants to attain something from the Father with an honest heart will easily have a unique and alaukik experience of this in the form of a blessing. Therefore, even the Avyakt meetings to the corporeal form will come to an end. What will you do then? Will you not celebrate any meeting? Instead of celebrating a temporary meeting, you will experience a meeting for all time. You will experience celebrating a meeting as though you are very close and personally in front of Baba. Do you understand? In this new year, according to the deep love and desire of each one, there can be many alaukik experiences. Therefore, be the destroyers of obstacles and remain absorbed in love. With love, even the obstacles will change their form. The obstacles will not be experienced as obstacles, but they will be instrumental in making you the embodiment of unique experiences. Even the obstacles will seem like a game. Big things will be experienced as minor things. The word how will be transformed into in this way. The words I don't know will be transformed into I now know everything. That is, you will become knowledgeful. So celebrate this year as a special year for bringing about a fast speed in your effort. Transform yourself and celebrate the special task of transforming the world. Achha. To the fast effort makers who know the laws, the methods and the lawmaker, to the strong souls who bring about transformation, love, remembrances and namaste from Bap Dada. Om Shanti.